Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, indeed. We are on fire. Lots to talk about economically, what is happening to our world, our nation, things you may have missed about it, and of course, RBN as well, and the Republic partnership that we have here. So I will now say hello to Jeff Bennett, who is Republic Trading. Hello, Jeff.
Did I call the wrong number? Is this the Tammy Bruce show? Hello, Rick. How are you?
Okay. Were you listening?
I had to throw you, didn't I?
Well, you were listening in the last hour, weren't you, you rascal?
No,
you.
Actually, I was not. I just heard that opening music and, you know, that lovely thing.
You're kidding no one. You're kidding no one,
no.
Jeff. Anyway. All right. Well, you know, that's why we have archives. You can't use that as an excuse anymore, right? Like
no,
the old days.
I finally get around to them. I've been going since 5 this morning. And
I know. You've been really up early, and there has to be a reason for that. I know you've been busy with appointments last week, so that's why you couldn't be here.
Appointments, I do apologize for that. Once again, appointments are a part of it. Also, I'm in the midst of doing something that I would seriously recommend that many, many people do in this country. I'm getting ready to dump this house on the market and get out of this place, and my goal is to rent for at least 6 months to a year before my wife and I embark on even attempting to replace this. We are going to, I think for once in our lives, take advantage of a real estate bubble, and instead of letting it take advantage of us. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy for people to consider doing. You know, they're kind of locked into these, in many respects, Rick, overpriced mortgages. You know, credit has become so easy in this country over the last decade. When in your life did you ever expect to hear the words, you know, you can borrow up to 125% of the value of your home? And people have done it. The credit card applications are still coming out in the mail. I've got a 22-year-old son who has no business, getting the number of credit card applications he does. He can't even afford the postage on those things.
You know what's so funny is I drive up and down the streets all the time looking at cars, and, you know, it's pretty hard today to find a car or a truck or a van or an SUV that's not almost brand new. I mean, everybody is mortgaging themselves to the hilt, or they're doing the rental a bit, you know, they're one way or another. They can't wait to be trendsetters and to be right up there in the brand new vehicle if they can, insured to the hilt, paying taxes to the hilt, and of course, as I said, credit carded and mortgaged to the hilt as well. That wasn't the case in the 1950s and 60s and 70s. I remember my father used to drive whatever he could get and stick with it until he can buy a newer car, but never an up-to-date brand-new car. We couldn't afford it.
You know, in the 1950s, I would say probably around 53, 54. And at that time, I was 5 years old, but I learned these things as I went along. And I was a car freak when I was a young kid. My wife says it's been amongst our biggest problems because I've remained that way all my life. But rarely. I think I've only ventured out and actually ever gone out and bought two new cars in my life. One of them, shut up, Peppy. My next-door neighbor's dog is going nuts. They don't like me out here.
I thought that was me hitting the microphone.
No, actually, spend a lot of time on the air talking about, I have over the years talking about illegal immigration, and, of course, my neighbor's right behind me.
Be careful.
Yes,
be
that's
careful.
Right. They
I'll
are.
Tell you what, Jeff, we've got the clock ticking. Take the break first. Come
Let's
back.
Take the break and come back.
And you can comment on what I just said about the 1950s versus this particular time in which we live.
Absolutely.
I've
prepped some things on that very issue tonight.
Great. We'll do it. As soon as we come back with Jeff Bennett, you can get online, too, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, and Jeff Bennett, go right ahead and deal with that subject I just brought up as far as the difference.
You were
bringing
up this thing about the 50s, and as I mentioned,
versus today, yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I learned cars. I knew every car on the road. I knew the models and coupes and sedans and Hudsons and Packards, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
And in 1953, my grandmother bought a new Chevrolet, you know, fairly simple model, probably a four-door, I'm sure. And it's two-tone, if I remember, blue and white. And, you know, that thing just wasn't all that horribly expensive, probably $1,350, $1,400. Nobody bought air conditioning back then. That was a real luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but they had a heater, an AM radio, and, I don't know, it may have been automatic, which was probably, what, a two-speed automatic, I think we had back then. And it just wasn't very much money. And you go out and try to effectively replace the same car today. Of course, today they're all plastic. And so many of the parts are imported from Lord knows where. I'm sure pretty soon the Chevys will be getting built in China. We're not going to call it GM anymore. It'll be WM, which stands for Walmart. But the fact of the matter is, look at the cost of replacing that same kind of car today.
Mm-hmm.
We could jump up from 53 to about 1972, which at that time I was actually selling Chevrolets, two-door Impala coupe, dark blue, but like a midnight blue metallic paint.
Yeah.
So that was an extra, white vinyl top,
right?
White wall tires, AM/FM radio, not even stereo, not four track, eight track, no cassette, nothing, just AM/FM radio. Also, probably power steering, automatic power brakes. That was it. No power windows, all manual stuff. That thing was $2,700 out the door.
But
and
it,
now,
was steel, too.
It was a real car. And now look what it cost to replace that. Let me interject real quickly for those who care to. I've opened my chat room tonight, Rick. I don't know if you have access while you're on.
Okay.
Anybody listening who care to join it, we've got some good friends who have joined us. www.federalobserver.com. And come to the website, link on the chat link, come on in if you want to post some questions or comments about what we're discussing.
Yeah, you can read them right off there.
Pop it on. It actually works well. We do this on Frank's program, and the audience loves it.
Great.
These are problems, and now we go back, this business about the car. But back in the 50s, 60s, maybe up to the very early 70s, Rick, you know, the median family back then, the average family had one wage earner. Who, believe it or not, in this country earned an average of $41,670. Now, that's in today's value. That's in today's money. But out of all of that, they paid the family's regular expenses, taxes, the mortgage payments, health insurance, car and gas payments, etc.
Yes.
But typically those costs rose to 55% of the monthly income, the highest it had ever been in history. And that left the family with about $1,630 left to per month to spend on food, clothes, entertainment, etc. But now we're 30 years later. The Reagan Revolution is over. The Berlin Wall has fallen. The disappearance of the absolute last vestiges of what we know as the gold standard.
But here's the important thing that I was interjecting. The reason I brought it up, Jeff, was because of FRS, the fractional reserve system, and the fact that we didn't have the credit card concentration in the 50s or even in the 60s that we have had in the last 20 years.
It was not easy to get credit cards back then.
You couldn't. And now, of course, credit expansion, credit creation is what inflation is all about.
Absolutely. My wife and I bought our first home back in this very time period, about 1972, and it was by today's standards, an extremely moderate home. It had been built during the Depression. It was two bedrooms. They were both upstairs. It had a single bathroom in the house on the second floor. Downstairs, you had a kitchen, a little dining area, a little, you know, dinette, a so-called dining room that wasn't very big, and a living room that was pretty tiny. It was not a big house. It had a little basement underneath it that had a laundry area and a small room that had gone through some degree of modification to be a little, you could make it a den, maybe it was a guest room type thing. We paid $33,000 for that house. We had to have 20% down. Now you can get into a brand new house, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, no money down, brand new. They'll pay the closing costs, even give you a 60-inch Mitsubishi, a big screen television. And of course now you got homeowners association fees. There's no freedom. Every house looks exactly alike up and down the block, but there's no equity going in. When you bought your first house, when I bought our first house, you had to have 20%. They wanted to make sure that you went into this house with a possession of equity so that you were responsible enough to be able to follow through. There is no responsibility anymore.
No, but look at who benefits. Now, today you see a record number of bankruptcies, a record number. I'm looking at the papers today. Every day that mortgagee sale list grows longer and longer and longer. Somebody's coming along and picking up a lot of these homes for paying off the rest of the mortgage. It's interesting.
FOBs, friends of the bankers, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I had a phone call with a friend of my wife's and I last night who has floundered in the food service business for years as a waitress in the golf industry and loves to play golf. And she finally made a decision, along with about 30 million other people in Phoenix, Arizona, to get into the real estate business. Well, you know what? She's worked hard. She actually came through the classes very well. I think she found something new for herself. She is dealing with a client right now who has told her to find him 15 homes. He wants to buy these things, nothing but his investments, and he's going to rent them out. The problem is, the claim is in the Phoenix metro area right now where I live, is about 30%, get this, 30% of the home sales in the past 12 months have been to investors. And what are these people going to do when Mm-hmm. People can't even afford to rent these places. The requirements for being able to rent is just skyrocketing. I know another California investor who owns, he has 15 homes sitting vacant.
Now,
how long is it going to be before it catches up with him?
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly problematic. It's nothing but, what is it? It's endemic of what's going on all over the country. Certainly some areas are going to be hit much harder than others. There's some areas that have never really had a true real estate boom, per se, such as the one we're experiencing on the western end of the country.
Right.
I talked to a couple in the Boston area today. I think she happens to be the man's secretary, but they live in the Boston, Massachusetts area. Her sister wound up selling out her home back east and moved to Tucson and Arizona and bought a nice home for a very small amount of money. She says homes back there that go for $400,000-$600,000, they can replace out here with much, much bigger homes for far less money.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're all matchstick homes. They're I call them paper mache. The quality of the merchandise we buy, be it in automobiles, be it in clothing, be it in homes, is gone downhill. Has the cost really gone up? Not really. The value of the dollar that we use to buy it has gone down, and that's the real crux of it all.
That is the whole crux of it. As I was just saying the other day in a private conversation, that what we have now is this span, this cycle of nearly 100 years now of a paper aristocracy. That is a Federal Reserve system which creates credit in paper money, quote unquote, out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that now is coming to an end. No nation has ever been on that system and lasted over 100 years on that currency. So
that's correct.
It's not that the dollar is failing or that the dollar is falling. It's that the dollar is deliberately being destroyed. It is part of a policy. People have to understand that. And, Jeff, I tell you, a lot of people still refuse to believe that that is what the Federal Reserve System was incorporated into America for.
Two years ago in May, when I was still doing my own program, I did a four-part series, which I may have talked to you about. It's called The Mask of Dimitrios, and I tend to name
a lot
of my work after old films. And this was a very interesting one, and
right.
how I chose the title was because of an opening statement in the book by Eric Ambler, and I'm going to find it here in just a second, because it says a lot. But I would not try to redo the marvelous work of G. Edward Griffith, because it's been done and said so well, and the work of Eustace Mullins. I don't need to recant that. But what this story did is it talked about what happened after the dastardly deed had been done, and how, in fact, Paul Warburg, who was the Alan Greenspan of his day, the testimony and the interviews that he went through testifying before Congress to become the first head of the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Quite interesting because, of course, he was still a foreign citizen, and they asked him how he could possibly equate doing this, quote, for America while he was still a partner in his brother's banks over in Germany. And he says, well, it's this and it's that, and, you know, we're businessmen. We don't care about wars. We don't get ourselves involved. Here's the opening line of the movie, The Mask of Demetrius, which says so much. It says, for money, some men will allow the innocent to hang. They will turn traitor. They will lie, cheat, steal, and they will kill. They appear brilliant, charming, and generous, but they are deadly. Such are men as Demetrios. And that is why I decided to name the series that, because that said so much to me about the bankers and those who control the entire monetary and economic systems throughout the world.
They will lie
and cheat and steal, and they will kill.
And they will do anything, as you just pointed out, to maintain that control. Part of that control means the destruction of the very system they set up, at least the currency. So, as I said, it's not a mistake. It's not a phenomenon. It is a deliberate policy of the Federal Reserve System.
Absolutely.
We shall be back, and we'll take calls when we come back. Right here on Uncensored Radio Free America on RBNLive.com. Rick Adams and Jeff Bennett. you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, indeed. And our guest, Jeff Bennett, Republic Trading. And Jeff, continue, please, with your view of the world and federal economic system here in America today.
You know, I've got to interject. We've got someone in the chat room who is unfamiliar to me, and everybody is entitled to their opinion. He says, if the dollar is worthless, why do the gold and silver hustlers accept it for payment? Their own logic convicts them of being nothing but hucksters preying upon people's fear. And I want to comment to this individual because that is what I do. I do not consider myself a huckster. There is a market for a product that I happen to make available. Mm-hmm. Republic Trading Group happens to make it available at far more affordable prices than the majority of our competitors. Now, who am I to tell somebody, oh, well, gee, folks, I don't want to be considered a huckster, so I'm not going to make something available to you that you're looking for. I think that economics has dictated that, that throughout history that gold and silver have been something quite solid. They have provided a foundation for something that certainly currency cannot provide. Gold never makes us any money, not really, Rick. You know that. Mm-hmm. Gold is something that protects buying power, purchasing power. It's like anything else. So what would this gentleman have me do? I can just give the gold and silver away to those who want it, including this individual who probably couldn't afford to buy it anyway.
Well, let's be honest. Also, with the profit that you might make or RBN might make, there's more gold to be bought getting rid of more of those Federal Reserve notes. That's the whole point.
You know, it's interesting. A couple of hours ago, I heard from one of our clients in Tennessee who had actually left me a message this afternoon. He was interested in purchasing either some $5 U.S. Liberty Gold coins, and this was his actual message, or the $5 U.S. Modern-day commemorative gold pieces. Now, I personally happen to think it's a segment of the market that has been long ignored, that is horribly undervalued, but I'm not going to get into a sales pitch on that. We began to do some mathematics. He said, well, I happen to have a price list in front of me from your competitor up at the land of 10,000 Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I absolutely cannot believe the difference in the cost. Well, this gentleman purchased five gold pieces, and he would have paid in excess of $200 more for those same five gold pieces from our competitors. Mm-hmm. I said, well, you've either got $200 left over because we're helping you stretch your money that further. What am I going to do? Get on the air and say, folks, don't buy gold, don't buy silver. Hey, let's leave it all in the Federal Reserve notes. I got a better idea. Let's just turn it all over to the banksters and let them deal with it all.
But it's the same thing with buying any good or marketable currency or whatever it is you exchange those notes for.
Exactly.
You're doing it to get something that you need or something you want as a storehouse of value.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of whether it's you or somebody selling gold coins or whether it's a storekeeper, the whole point is you don't do it unless it's mutually beneficial.
And
I believe in the marketplace.
You know, we just heard an ad here a few moments ago from someone offering, discussing food storage. You know,
right.
These are common sense things that our forefathers and, yes, even our foremothers knew about. I grew up with my great-grandparents, and my great-grandmother had a cold cellar down below the house, and she was always putting up and canning apples and tomatoes and fruits and things. And why do they do that? Not just because it was kind of healthy and wholesome and tasted good, but they also did it because they remembered the Great Depression, and they remembered what hard times were like when you couldn't get food. This is common sense preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And if gold and silver happen to play a portion, the hucksters this gentleman should be referring to are the ones that are charging 30 and 40 and 50% markup for their wares, selling overpriced products that aren't necessarily going to benefit the clients buying them. We're not out trying to sell rare coins. I do everything I can to dissuade people and move them away from those unless they've got the financial soundness and they truly love the historical and they want to own some of those more expensive, more valuable pieces. But that's not what we concentrate on at Republic Trading Group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's one more item that there is a market for that people want. Why shouldn't we be able to provide them without some character like this referring to us as hucksters?
Hmm.
I don't find us doing a lot of hucking, so to speak. We're probably least commercial about it than anyone. Speaking of commercials, and we've talked about this before.
Yes, and we are up against one very shortly.
We are. I'll try to make this quick. We have this commercial we run at Republic Trading that says in 1975, a new house cost $40,000. Right. 1,000 gold coins would buy it today. That same house is valued at $400,000. And it still takes the same 1,000 gold coins. No longer true. It only takes about 600 of those original 1,000 gold coins to buy that $400,000 house today. That would seem to me that it was a pretty decent investment going along.
Mm-hmm.
And I see absolutely nothing wrong with that. But, you know, a guy that's hawking stocks and bonds and a government that continues to hawk treasury bonds, those aren't hucksters? Ooh, this guy's looking in the wrong direction.
Well, unfortunately, the system, the Federal Reserve System, has robbed people of the value of the currency, the medium of exchange, and it does help to create a lot of dishonest people because a corrupt money system has a way of corrupting the system in general. That's
absolutely
what we're up against. All right, let's take the break. Then when we come back, we will take calls. Doug and others, you get on the line now, and let's stay with the topic, get right to the point, and we'll move them along. 800-313-9443. It's the economy, stupid. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back, and our guest, Jeff Bennett, Republic Trading. Jeff, shall we take a call?
Why not? Let's go for it.
Let's do it. 800-313-9443. Hello, Doug. You're on the program.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Hi, Jeff.
Doug, how are you tonight?
All right. I think we have a mutual friend. I live right here around, I don't know if it would be Cedar Creek, Rockne, or Bastrop, Texas, but, you know, a gentleman named Richard.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yep.
He speaks of you.
Well, that's always nice to hear. I you know, certainly have spent a lot of years dealing with folks on the phone, and I have to share this with you. I had a long conversation today, Rick, with the folks down at American mm-hmm. Church Trust Company, the other trust company we work with in Houston that helps folks set up the IRAs
that
we work with the gold and silver in. And I don't have a lot of need to talk with them until it's time to finish up a transaction. And the gal I talked to, we were having a minor problem with one of the clients. She said, Jeff, I got to tell you something. We enjoy working with you for one chief reason. When you send in the paperwork, when you get all the contracts and everything in here for the client to open up the trust, she said, I'll tell you right now, there's not another thing we have to do. You've got the I's dotted, the T's crossed. It makes things so, so simple for us to do it. And that's the way I try to deal with our clients, not only through my own company, which is 12, 14 years old, but for the clients at Republic Trading we deal with. I try to to work with a client and take on as much fiduciary responsibility as possible. I want to be cautious with where and how they spend their money and what forms of gold and silver. I'm not here to bilk or huckster anybody on anything. Mm-hmm. It's just not worth it. Too much of that going on. Doug, go ahead.
Go ahead, Doug.
Oh, when you were talking about cars, I was dying to chime in. About 6 years ago, this guy that I do a lot of maintenance for owns a lot of property, very wealthy guy. He had a truck, a 63 GMC pickup, that his father bought new, and he drove it when he was in high school and this and that and other, and he didn't have enough room on his, you know, he lives in a wealthy neighborhood. And he said, Doug, how'd you like to buy that old truck from me? And I said, well, yeah, kind of neat, you know. Old truck running good, original, never had anything done to it, no motor work done, never had the oil filter changed, because they had the, you know, they had, not the oil filter, but I mean the
air filter.
Air filter. They had the oil. We used to add a little more oil and clean it out. And I said, what do you want for it? And he said, well, I'd like to get what my daddy paid for it when it was new. And I thought, man, we're really talking some big bucks here. And it was the best. It was top of the line back then in 63. And I said, well, how much would that be? And he said,
$1,850. Yeah, and that was a real truck.
Right.
You know, now they're making trucks to be passenger cars with beds on them, and they got every little toy trick in them and even little movie screens up in them. Boy, that's real smart when you're driving down the road to have that movie playing up there.
Why not? They do everything else when they're driving.
That's true. Absolutely true. They're on the cell phone. They're making up their eyebrows and putting their makeup on. And
it's not just the women either.
Oh, no. It's those questionable guys, too. You know?
Exactly.
But people are so much smarter nowadays than they were back then. You have to realize that, Jeff. They've had the advantage of watching Talmud Vision.
That's right. You're absolutely right. MTV makes everyone a genius, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's simply amazing.
Well, listen, we got to move along, Doug. Thank you for your call.
Thanks
appreciate
for the call, Doug.
800-313-9443. I want to interject something else here, too, before we take another call. And, you know, we've had these IRS tax sales, and, you know, when they go to town and they steal somebody's property for failure to pay their, quote, fair share, it always amazes me how, you know, we've been taught in America that debtor's prison has been eradicated. That was a barbaric system. We don't do it anymore. If somebody owes you money, you can't put him in jail. Well, guess what?
That
ain't true. The IRS puts people in debtor's prison regardless of their situation. And that, my friends, is barbaric, and it is tyranny of the worst sort.
And they're getting ugly once again. My former neighbor was a retired IRS agent. We would have major political conversations well into the night, but we agreed very early on in our meeting that the IRS was taboo because there was no way I was going to convince him, and there's no way he was going to convince me. So that's how we maintained our so-called neighborly friendship. Mm-hmm. But it's quite interesting, the indoctrination that he has after all these years, that he believes that the IRS should have the absolute right, in fact has the duty, to put the pressure on to collect money from these deadbeat Americans.
Well, you know, I've had some friends.
This is their attitude.
You know, and some of them mean well, but they don't have much upstairs in the attic. And one in particular gave me the typical refrain. And that was, it's people that don't pay their fair share, quote unquote, the tax cheats that are responsible for the high rate of taxation today. And I said, nothing could be further from the truth, you idiot. And, you know, that's what the IRS commissioner just said. You know, one of the boys here where I come from, because Richard Hatch, you know, the winner of Survivor, the reality show.
Oh, the
you know,
first
he,
one, yeah,
he
right.
He was just sentenced, the first show, he was just sentenced to years in prison and fines because he did not report the income for whatever reason. And I find it hard to believe anybody could be that naive today to think he didn't have to report it. But in any event, he went through his trial. And, of course, it was a typical, federal court trial where the Constitution is not allowed to be entered into the discussion whatsoever. But here the IRS manages to get prison terms out of somebody, And the commissioner had the gall to say what they all say, and that is, we work for the honest taxpayers. Well, that's the most ridiculous, the most cliched statement I've ever heard in my life. Because, first of all, the honest, quote-unquote, taxpayers, if they exist, are the ones that are dwindling with each and every passing year. As we showed in the previous hour with Honoria, fewer and fewer people were able to pay those taxes. And the reason is because society and the productive are being taxed to death, literally taxed out of their properties. Now, the system that continues to tax is the reason for a depressed economy, along with the Federal Reserve System, Jeff.
Correct.
And anyone who tells you that if people aren't paying what is supposed to be their fair share, which is neither fair nor a share, then anyone who tells you that's the reason I'm paying high taxes has to really and truly ask whether he has a brain in his head. Because the more money the government has taken, the more it continues to spend and tax us for.
Well, and this is the problem, and you know, let's face it, what is the tax all about? The tax that they are stealing from us. Look, they're stealing from us twice. They're stealing from us with an inflationary dollar, because they're printing so darn many of these things. They're putting them out so fast. I was reading about 2 hours ago a quote by our new Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke, and I wish I'd held it here for this
program. I have it right in front of me, yes.
Do you? This is the one where he talks about the inflating of the dollars and the printing press, et cetera, et cetera.
And how we have to keep increasing those interest rates, the rates of borrowing, yes?
Absolutely. But when you look at all this, so let's see, wait a minute. First, they've stolen from us by making the dollar worth 2 cents.
Exactly.
And of course, does that mean I only have to pay taxes on the 2 cents?
Come on.
So they're double hitting us. It's an absolute joke. Now, the only thing I can say about Mr. Hatch is, if Mr. Hatch is forced to go to prison, he should really love it, because I was told that he was a male of the third persuasion.
Yeah, well,
so
he went to prison already because the judge feared that he would be a flight risk and he would leave the state.
Oh, come on.
This guy has friends, boyfriends and others in other countries, and he might very well try to avoid his sentence. So they put him in jail right away. But as I said before, only the IRS is empowered to do what no one else can lawfully do.
And yet the really crazy thing is, we're both familiar with at least two cases over the last year or so.
The Bannister decision.
The Bannister decision was one. The other one, I cannot remember what her name is, was a gal who had soundly defeated the IRS. We had numerous columns about her on the Federal Observer, and she resoundingly defeated them. And yet, my God, the news media just shut that up and kept it quiet. So, gee, I wonder because the news media is afraid of getting audited by the IRS. They hold this fear factor over everyone. It's just simply amazing.
And not only that, but ideologically, they walk in lockstep, I think, with the whole system of taxation. They are big government advocates, most of the media.
Yeah.
They believe in the New World Order. They think it's good that the government assume greater and greater role in our society. So they don't mind the IRS. They're really all in favor of that type of tyranny. So much for freedom of the press, huh?
Well, that's very true, of course.
But you just brought up something. Go ahead. Finish your statement.
The IRS effectively is nothing more than a collection agency for the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, exactly. They work hand in glove, don't they, huh, Jeff?
Yep, they do.
All right. 800-313-9443. Chime in quickly if you wish. But I got another question. And you just said something that touched off this question, and I was going to bring it up anyway. Some guy gets hauled into court. He's selling things on eBay or someplace, let's just say a hypothetical. And he said, you know, the tax court says, look, you've been selling and we got the records. You made all these profits and so forth. Now you got to pay your fair share. But if this guy has a brain in his head, he says, wait a minute. That item that I sold today, 2006, I had bought in 1978. And I'm paying now. I'm getting paid back with cheaper dollars, which means you have to subtract the difference in value of the dollar to be able to arrive at an honest, accurate profit.
That's too convoluted. They'll never allow that.
No, but that is wrong.
Of course it is.
That's insane.
But
I mean, here we are being cheated, as you pointed out.
That's
absurd.
Every step along the way, and this is why the American family is getting deeper and deeper and deeper in the hole. I mean, it's planned obsolescence for America.
It is.
And for the family unit. And I think that emotionally we've got far greater problems in this country today, and much of it is economic. Look at this guy who escaped to England because he allegedly was so financially upside down that they've brought him back. He murdered his wife, murdered his, 9-10-month-old baby. And the alleged story is this guy was so deeply in debt. The funny thing is he wasn't even in debt at the levels of the national average. But my first comment when I heard that is, folks, this is a sign of things to come. And people are going to begin losing their homes. I've shared this with you a month or so ago and even longer, that right now in Maricopa County, Arizona, which is where I live, and I want to say hi to my buddy Moishi tonight. That's a joke. That's not his real name. And it's Michael. The fact of the matter is that there's 250 homes per week being processed in foreclosure at the county level. That's because they do not have the manpower to handle more than that. Now, if that's happening here, what must be happening in Detroit and down in Warrenville, Ohio, where all these auto workers have now been terminated forever? They work for Ford and General Motors. This is an epidemic that is... we've not even begun to see it yet.
I had a laugh the other day. The newspaper here, the Belo Corporation Journal Bulletin, came out with an editorial telling us how wonderful it is that Ford is laying off all of these tens of thousands of workers, because this is the modern economy, and it's going to benefit Ford, and it's going to benefit the economy, and it's going to benefit everyone eventually. So it's good. It's positive. It's not negative. And I laughed and said, you know, it goes to show you just how naive and gullible people can be who actually read that sort of tripe. They will believe it without even batting an eyelash.
Absolutely.
We got callers, so why don't we just take some calls before the break?
Callers, absolutely.
And then we can continue this afterwards. All right, Jeff in New Mexico, hi, you're on the program.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you this evening, Jeff?
Oh, pretty good. I was wondering if both of you guys, do both of you have your own website?
Well, I don't have my own website for obvious reasons. I don't really have time to do it, and I don't have anybody to do it for me. But go ahead.
Actually, Jeff. I do, Jeff. It's www.federalobserver.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be 5 years old this year in July, and it's not really a news site. It's one more of editorial and commentary, and we kind of try to revise revisionist history and get it sorted out and straightened out again.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got about 10,500 or 10,600 columns in our archives. Everything that's ever been put up, with the exception of two columns, is still there. And just take some digging and some hunting. You want to get into financial issues, health-related issues, so-called church versus state issues, abortion issues. It, there's nothing sacred. There's nothing we won't touch in that website.
Have you ever thought of opening up to having links? Like, I've got a website, too, where people can buy something, and I just want to make maybe $400 or $500 a month selling stuff out of that website, and you know, pay you a certain amount of money a month to
send me an email on it. We'll take a look at it. I've got links in there, but it's kind of an unusual link situation, because most of it was linking to, you know, information. Other websites that were maybe of like mind, or that maybe specialized a little more strongly in one particular area. But my webmaster for years has been suggesting I do some other things, because my website was never meant for commercial purpose, and as my radio program was never meant for commercial purpose. We certainly did some degree of commercialization, but it was strictly to cover our costs. Fortunately, my webmaster is of like mind and basically doesn't charge me for bandwidth and monthly maintenance or anything else, which has really been great.
All right, Jeff, send him an email, and we thank you for the call. How can he do that?
Jeff at federalobserver.com. I guess you can also send me an email through the RBN website.
Mm.
I think it's Jeff at RBNLive.com.
.com, right.
Exactly.
Okay, excellent. When we come back, we'll have Dan in Texas, and you can be next if you wish to join in. Quick question, and we'll have Jeff round out the hour, tell you how you can help him and help RBN grow as well. So Jeff Bennett, our guest, Republic Trading, And, Jeff, you can give that number right now if you wish.
1-800-691-7898. 1-800. It's a toll-free number, folks. 691-7898. Do understand, most times you get through, I'm probably going to have to call you back because I'm on the line fairly long hours every single day, and I try to get back with people as rapidly as I possibly can.
And you don't have a big staff, obviously, to follow up.
So I prefer to do it all yourself. And I prefer to keep it that way.
Amen.
We don't want to have, you know, 10, 15, 25 brokers working here because then the lies and the deceit begin, and it's something we want to try to control.
And the costs go up, too. You want
Absolutely.
To keep the costs down. All right. We shall return with our number, 800-313-9443. Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams and Jeff Bennett will return. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
To round out the show in the next few minutes, and I guess we need to take another caller. I think it's Dan from Texas. Is that right, Dan?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
Jeff, a couple of quick ones.
Shoot.
What gold and silver close at today?
You know what? It'll probably take me longer to get that up. I don't even have that.
That's okay.
Over.
I'll get it later.
All right.
Do you know what? Do you know what oil closed at today?
No, but I'd sure like to know what did the dollar close at today. That's the one question nobody ever asks.
Well, I understand that as well, but I was curious your analytical interpretation of the 10-plus dollar drop in a barrel of oil over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
This has bothered me because I was just reading before going on the air commentary by Simon Hunt, who honestly believes the oil price is going to firm up in the second half of this year in the $80 range after first falling to the $45 to $50 barrel range. My personal opinion is, and whether for what it's worth, is that part of this is still some of the ongoing manipulation. We must be led to believe that everything is just fine and dandy.
Oh,
they've got to keep drumming our money back into Wall Street. They have this goal of reaching 11,000 and keeping it there, and they just can't do it. I read one of my IRA clients' files today as we were working on his package, and in the last 3 months, his $50,000 IRA with his, I think it was an Edward D. Jones account, had lost $5,000.
Mm.
That's 10% it had lost in 90 days. Now, something's wrong with that. And I'm not sure that it totally answers his question, but I see nothing more than manipulation going on here. That they keep doing this. Right after the first of the year, they dropped it down. Then they jacked it up. Now it's down again.
No,
wait,
it's
a minute.
Up again.
We're
it's
still
down
in war.
Again. It's
We're
up.
Still facing the potential threat of this Iranian war situation in March. There's way too much of this going on. So to me, it's a massive con job. That's the way I smell it.
It's a seesaw that's manipulated, clearly.
Absolutely.
Eventually, you know what happens when one party jumps off.
Right,
the seesaw just goes way up.
Dan, thanks a lot for your question. We've only got about a minute or so
left.
Yeah,
let him finish. Dan, thank you. Jeff, go ahead. Wrap it up.
I just wanted to share with the audience, for those people who are interested in gold or who don't know much about gold, that want to learn more, whether it's gold, silver, each one of these items, including platinum, should and could play a very important part of what's going to happen to the future of your family. I certainly invite the listeners to call. At 1-800-691-7898 on the voice you're going to get. I'm very careful. I'll spend as much time with someone who can only afford $500 as I will with someone who's looking to spend $50,000 to $100,000, because all things are relative. That $500 is just as important to a person who can only afford that. At that level, I'm going to strongly recommend silver. That's what we may wind up using on a day-to-day level, just to put gas in the tank and food on the table. And sometimes you have to think about things in those gut levels.
Absolutely.
And gold just becomes a long-term savings account and security blanket. So, you know, don't ever discard those things because of nonsense. Give us a fair shot at it, because I'll tell you what, we will give you folks a fair shot. You'll get great pricing. And that's 1-800-691-7898. These hours go so fast, Rick.
They do. We'll be doing it again in 2 weeks from tonight, I presume.
All right. That's on anytime you want.
We will. We'll have you back regularly, as always. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Rick. Tomorrow night, we'll be back.
Scott and Rick, tomorrow night, edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. Good night, everybody.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.